Hi, Celine. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. My husband has had fibromyalgia and osteoporosis. He's been diagnosed. The doctors say that he has bones of a 90-year-old, and he's taking oxycodone for his pain, and the medication that they gave for his bones, I forget the name of it. I don't have it close at hand, but it seems to, when he's tried it, it's hurt his bones. And so,
a lot of them do, ma'am. A lot of them do.
Yeah. And he's concerned about the, you know, about, he read a report about it being making his facial bones deforming
yeah.
the facial bones.
Right.
And so, you know, he walks around, he's homebound. He walks around from bed to chair in the recliner in the living room. He can use the restroom, of course, and go to the kitchen to get something, not standing very long. And I'm hoping that there's something out there. I got this snippet of you speaking with some lady on osteoporosis, sharing information while I was on the road. I'm not on the road now. That was like, I don't know, 40 minutes ago, maybe?
Sure, ma'am.
You were giving information about some AM and PM osteo something.
Right.
So I was wondering about that or other things that can be used to give a good report.
Yes, ma'am. This is a reversible situation. A couple of details first. You said bones of a 90-year-old. What's his actual chronological age?
Well, he's 60.
60. So this is way worse than you'd expect for 60. I know you know that. But still,
yeah.
There's something being done. Now, the key thing here, somebody who got this at age 60, is it's very likely that their digestion and absorption is impaired, whether they know it or not. In fact, one of the things that is quite common in osteoporosis is men is called hidden gluten sensitivity. And because the reason it's called hidden is that you don't have any symptoms of having it. You really don't until you go looking for it because you found out you had osteoporosis or something. But that's actually in the textbooks they teach to medical students, that if you're a younger man and you're starting to get osteoporosis, and there they define that younger as between 45 and 55, and geez, if he's 60 and got the bones of an 80-year-old, he probably was starting to develop it then. They say always, always, always look for hidden gluten sensitivity, because the hidden gluten sensitivity puts up a barrier so that even if everything's being perfectly well digested, excuse me, it can't get in from the intestine to the body, and so of course the body deteriorates. Now, that's just one thing. The other quite common one is something that was researched by Dr. Nancy Van Zandt at the Mayo Clinic and reported in 1932, and that is she checked the ability of the stomach to make hydrochloric acid, which is what stomachs are supposed to do to digest stuff, at different ages in life, and she did five-year brackets of age 25 to 30, 30 to 35, 35 to 40, et cetera, et cetera, and found that by the time people got to be 60, half of us aren't making as much acid in our tummies as we did when we were 16. And sometimes it's only a small deficit, but sometimes it's a large deficit, and it does not need to give symptoms. Darn it, my textbook of pharmacology from 1941 says that even though most people who have low stomach acid have burping or belching or the food sits in the stomach or they get constipated or diarrhea or they have gas, they said a significant minority, nearly 20%, have no symptoms in the world. And I have worked with people who have had no stomach acid, who have no symptoms of it. So in his circumstances, ma'am, I would really highly, highly recommend that he work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can have him do the gastric analysis. And yes, we do happen to be, and I only mention this because we are the only place in the whole Western Washington that's doing this stomach acid testing. It's done electronically. You don't have to have your stomach pumped. And we also utilize a laboratory in Texas that does the very, very best job at finding hidden gluten sensitivity. Look, I know I'm director of Meridian Valley Lab, but we go for the best lab that does the best job on each thing. And so we use that laboratory. And if one or both of those are positive, it's going to get in the way of him getting his nutrients in to get his bones better. Now, having said that, though, the osteomins that you're talking about, there's an AM version and there's a PM version. And it's two of the AM ones in the morning, it says on the label. And the PM one, it's four at lunch and four at dinner. That's a lot. But the reason there's so many is that all the minerals are combined with citrate. And there's research from years ago that shows that even in people with poor stomach digestion, the citrate still gets through to some degree, and it brings the mineral with it. And the citrate's a honking big molecule, which is why there's so many capsules. And it is a formula that's safe for nearly any of us to use, whether we have osteoporosis or not. It's a very good mineral replacement formula. So those are three things. There may be other things involved too, ma'am. I urge you to consider seeing a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and getting this looked at, because it does not need to continue. I haven't seen yet one individual who did not have at least a substantial degree of improvement. I'm not talking necessarily 100%, but a substantial degree of improvement by following that kind of program.
Well, that sounds encouraging. So do I just go on the website to check on appointments?
And what I do, ma'am, go on the website for Atoma Clinic, and there are pictures and brief resumes written by each doctor below their picture. And just read through that and see who sounds like someone would be appealing to you, ma'am. And because we all know this stuff at Atoma Clinic.
Okay, so it's Atoma Clinic, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's the original American Indian name for Mount Rainier.
The original Indian name for Mount Rainier, you said?
Yes, ma'am. It was called Mount Tahoma. Mm-hmm. And somehow that morphed into Tacoma in the city, but it was originally called Mount Tahoma.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time with me, and it feels very encouraging what you've shared. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and do be encouraged, because doctors at Atoma Clinic help people get osteoporosis better all the time. Seriously.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.